Renowned experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges right here, right now, with your hosts and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King-Robeson, and top doc, Pamela Peek, MD. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
Hey, Michelle. Oh, God. Have you ever just looked in the mirror and said, I hate my body? You know, I know you're not supposed to say it, but we do, don't we? How about you?
Every day. And my daughter has heard me say it, which is not a good thing.
Uh-oh. So we're doing that thing, too. We need some help, and we have Adrian Ressler, eating disorder and body image specialist par excellence, and the vice president of professional development of the Renfrew Center Foundation. Adrian, welcome aboard. Help us with this whole I hate my body thing. What's going on with that?
Oh, it is a very, very common disorder, if you will, that girls and women experience so much more than men. And it makes me very sad because so many bodies are beautiful and women have been brainwashed and body washed to be mean to themselves. And I'm interested in what you said about looking in the mirror, because how many of us and those who are listening ever look in the mirror and say, hi, gorgeous? It's just not not what we do.
We definitely don't do that. And I will tell you, I've had this conversation with my daughter many, many times. She's now turning 27, but she finally said to me at one point, Mom, you have to stop doing this. You just have to. And I'm going to write on your mirror the word beautiful, which is what you are. And she did. She wrote it in red lipstick, and I looked at it every single day, and it was a reminder to me because, you know, she looked at me as being this incredibly beautiful woman, and I'm looking at myself like, you know, I need this, I need that, I need this. And so she finally stopped me dead in my tracks, which was the greatest gift she could give me. And I stopped doing it.
That's
well, you know, this goes hand in hand with a study that was recently commissioned by Dove. And it showed that only 4% of women around the world describe themselves as beautiful. And then I think we've all read that really a recent study that found that 88% of middle-aged women hate their bodies. And quite frankly, the rest of us dislike our bodies, too. What is going on out there, Adrian?
Well, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things. It's not any one thing. First of all, if you're talking about statistics, something like 85% of women dislike their bodies and treat their bodies poorly. And by the time somebody graduates from high school, a woman, she's seen almost 40 billion commercials on dieting and fixing your body.
OMG.
Born having something wrong with our bodies. So it's a combination of a lot of things. The advertisements we see, the fantasies that advertising tells us, if we just tried a little harder, we could be leaner, more beautiful, whatever. So since diets generally do not work, we not only don't get what we think we're going to get through our fantasy, but then we feel like we're a failure. One of the things about calling yourself negative names, and I'm glad you started out with that, not glad because I like it, but glad because it's so important. The biggest deterrent to self-esteem and just feeling good in general, it trumps anxiety and it trumps depression, is negative self-talk. And think of how many of us do that, and not just once in a while. Every day, I have patients, and I work at the Renfrew Center, and we work with disordered eating and eating disorders and women with body image problems. Women are telling themselves often 40, 50 times a day, I'm so fat, I'm so disgusting, I'm so unworthy, because they're weighing their self-esteem with their weight or their body size.
Wow. Well, okay, so what's the solution here, Adrian? What do you recommend? What kind of steps can a woman take to kind of just banish this? Now, let's get rid of this negative speak and get into some of that, hey, I'm okay and I respect myself speak.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I have some definite tips for people. Because these are key issues. Body dissatisfaction and distortion are key issues for most women and most girls, and they only get worse if we don't self-correct as we age, because it doesn't always look the same as we age. So the number one thing, and it's very difficult, but it can be done, doesn't have anything to do with getting on the scale or not ever eating an ice cream cone. The number one thing is to stop calling yourself a negative name. And I think people really need to think about, what is the name I turn to that I call myself when I don't feel good about myself? For a lot of people, it's gross. Number one, it's probably fat. You know, I'm sure you both hear those all the time. And it doesn't matter how attractive you may be to other people or what they tell you, because if our belief system is so strong that I'm gross or I'm fat, we kind of discount the good things that come our way when somebody tells you, you look great today. We say, oh, well, you know, really, my hair's a mess. And we tend to throw the compliment back and not take it in. So that's the first one. And the second one, I would say, is to think of yourself as your best friend, your own best friend, because you would never treat anybody else or call anybody else the names that you call yourself.
Oh, I love that. You know, I think there was an exercise I did once with you, Adrian, at a retreat where you had people just, you know, women just talk to one another, and they didn't even know each other. You know, they were sitting next to each other at a retreat. And you first did something fun, and you had each person say the terrible things they say about themselves. So they turn around and say, hi, I'm fat, stupid, and an idiot, and I look awful, and I'm never going to be beautiful. And then you start laughing because it sounds so ridiculous. And then you flipped it around and said, what would you say to your best friend? And then you said those things. And all of a sudden it was like, wow, what an eye-opener that is.
Right.
So, Adrian, you are offering us some fantastic ways to be able to start switching that around, changing up the dialogue, the inner dialogue, the outer dialogue, so that when you stare in that mirror, instead of looking for all the negatives, how about we just make a list of some of those positives? So those wonderful positives that aren't just also about how we look physically. How about just making a long list of the wonderful things we are and finally honor that? How's that sound like for a plan?
Oh, I like that. That sounds real good. Yeah. The thing that's important, and I love, Michelle, that your daughter used beautiful, but for a lot of you listening, you have to find your own word. You know, right. You have to find the word. It could be elegance. It could be... For me, I tell myself I'm tall because I'm not that tall. And when I say tall, I am tall. I feel like I'm 5'11", like a supermodel. That's the word that gives me the feeling I want to have.
I love that. I think that that's so wonderful. Adrian, your work as an eating disorder and body image specialist is phenomenal. And if people want to hear more, then they need to go to Renfrew, RENFREW Center.com. Thank you so much, Adrian, for your words of wisdom.
Thank you, Adrian.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.